Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Mary A. Love is a massage therapist. Focus on energy healing, holy fire, Azui, Karuna, Reiki master teacher, an ordained minister, and has owned a therapeutic massage business since 2008. From Rock to Gem is designed to help those who have a similar story as Mary's to realize they have power within to change the course of their life to a positive direction. This change can bring them more love, joy, happiness, and self-empowerment that they could ever dream possible. A spiritual awakening can be the most freeing, life-altering shift one could ever experience. Mary unabashedly shares her challenges, struggles, and triumphs to teach how an ordinary person can become extraordinary using faith, strength, and passion with a focus on not giving up or surrendering to what may seem to be the reality. From Rock to Gem could be a portal to the divine and an amazing journey to self-discovery. Mary A. Love, author of From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening, is our guest on This Week in America. Mary, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for this very important opportunity to share my story.
Well, it really is such a powerful message, and you are sharing your story, and that's very brave, courageous, and it adds to the authenticity of your, it's very relatable because you've gone through what you're talking about. What inspired you to share your story with others?
Well, actually, I knew at the time when I was feeling trapped in my first abusive marriage that I would write a book someday about how I survived this time in my life. And I knew then that I was experiencing this to help teach others how to see the signs of an abuser and how to get away before it's too late or avoid it altogether.
So much we're going to cover during the course of the program. Mary's book, From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening, available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll recap that as we go through the program. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's go back to the beginning here. Let's go back and focus a little bit on your childhood. What was it like, and were there any signs at an early age of abusive behavior?
No, actually, I had a very healthy childhood experience. My parents were happily married. We weren't rich by any means, but we had everything we needed, more than wanted, you know, which was most people. The biggest challenge I had was loneliness. I was living in a rural elderly community, and I spent many hours out in nature exploring the creek on our property. We had a farm, and many tears of loneliness were shed at that creek. So, but now I know I grew up in paradise.
Yes, it's an interesting, a different perspective you look back on that. Yeah. And you're thinking, you know, that wasn't so bad after all. In fact, that was a blessing that I grew up in those circumstances, and I wish I could go back and live that life over now with the knowledge I have now. Did you ever think, as this was all unfolding around you, that you would end up being a statistic of abuse?
No, I never thought anybody would want to hurt me because I have such a huge heart and who, you know, somebody who wouldn't hurt anyone intentionally. And I'm full of compassion, empathy, sincerity, and I help people feel happy and joyful, especially in my career. So why would anybody want to hurt me? But little did I know, it made me appear vulnerable and easily manipulated. So I realized through research and readings that I had done, I was a people pleaser, which leaves you as a prime target for abusers.
What was the wake-up call? And I'm saying that maybe there was a singular episode, and it might have been multiple episodes that led you to understand that you were being abused. What was the wake-up call?
Well, during my first marriage, my husband stopped me from communicating with my family because he saw them as a threat of them taking me away from him. So he would change our phone number, and I wouldn't know what it was. He'd have it unlisted, so no one could find me. And people on the outside can see immediately what's happening, but it's totally different when you're being in the middle of the situation because of the level of life-threatening control that's happening. It's very mind-controlling. Once I realized how deep I was in the situation, I just made a promise to myself, if he ever left a physical bruise, I was done. That was going to be my line in the sand. And you know, verbal abuse with threats of physical violence is frightening enough, but I knew in my heart if it turned physical, it wouldn't stop.
Knowing your story, you survived the first one, but you fell for a second abuser. How did that happen, and how common is that, that some of those similar traits you were attracted to?
Actually, this comes into play right now with a lot of vulnerable women out there. Almost after 5 years of being a single mom raising two daughters, at the time they were aged 5 and 14, it was becoming overwhelming for me by myself. I felt that deep down desire to find someone as a partner to help create a happy family home. And I met someone. He presented himself as a positive, structured, professional, strong man. And he was retired military, so rules and routines were extremely important to him, which would become a problem later on, obviously. but I fell for him hook, line, and sinker, unknowingly trapping myself once again with another abuser, but this time with a different direction. He wasn't overbearing and didn't accuse me of things like my first husband did. So I thought, whew, I finally found a good one. Well, definitely not the outcome.
Mary A. Love is our guest on the program. She is the author of the book, From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening. You mentioned there that, boy, now is really a time women, young women, need to be aware of signs of abuse and what to do. Talk about that. Why do you think now there seems to be more prevalent cases now than maybe any time that I can remember?
Well, actually, here in America, there's so much of a fluctuating diversity type of person coming into our society now that, and it's going to be, you know, types of people we're totally unrelated to. So that would leave us even more vulnerable, you know, to people who would present themselves in a way that was good when actually they have total negative plans behind them.
What are some of the signs that people should look for? Signs that you probably recognized, but maybe subconsciously, and they really didn't register as quickly as they should have?
When someone seems to have all your answers and all the prayers that you've been praying, that they just seem to have all the answers and everything will be wonderful, that's an extremely big red flag. Because we all know life's not easy and there are challenges. So that would probably be my number one. Anybody that wants to, like, shower you with things and get you, like, totally in awe of them, that's a huge sign.
With us on the program, Mary A. Love. The book is From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening. What dramatically changed you, your perception of your life?
Well, I finally realized that I didn't need anyone to fulfill God's plan for me in my life. I learned how to meditate, and I studied energy therapy that helped me understand how everything and everyone is connected energetically. In massage school, I learned how to use the pause button, which enables you to ask yourself questions in every situation. Is it true? Does it help? And is it necessary? So when you take that moment and pause and ask yourself those questions, you can take the time in the moment to evaluate how you want to present yourself in that situation. So the key is to respond instead of react. And that has had a huge impact on my life for the better. And visiting Sedona, Arizona has had the biggest impact on my life spiritually. And I talk about it in great detail in the book.
How important is it to find a place like that, a place where it brought you such solace and comfort? How important is that? Obviously, it was crucial to your recovery.
Right. For me, it was highly impactful because that was part of my Reiki energy therapy journey, which I ascended up to master teacher level at that point, and that was my first time visiting Sedona. It was so impactful to me that we took a half a day as a group to go up to the Grand Canyon, and I just looked at the Grand Canyon as, oh, big hole in the ground. Okay, let's go back to Sedona. I mean, it was that inspirational to me. Wow. And I pray that everybody has a place like that, whether it's in your backyard or it's down the street. You know, find that somewhere where you feel like you can totally open up and receive to who you truly are.
The power of Sedona over the Grand Canyon. Our guest on the program is Mary Love. The book is From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening. I want to go back just for a second, pause button. Do we all have a pause button that seems so simple? And if we knew how to activate that, we probably would prevent a lot of unfortunate circumstances, situations we get ourselves in.
Oh, absolutely. Because I was 40 years old when I went into massage school, and I learned it then. So it changed my life from then on. And if I had been taught that when I was in school, you know, it would have dramatically changed how I would have perceived life.
The pause button. And again, that's that along with the visiting Sedona, all in the book From Rock to Gem, a life journey to awakening by Mary Love, our guest on the program, talked about the impact Sedona. How about impact of mentors? Any mentors during this transformation period of your life that really were instrumental in who you are now?
Oh, absolutely. It seemed once I got on the path of natural alternative health options, all these people and all these teachers come flooding into my life. I've had many mentors, including Dr. Wayne Dyer, which I dedicated my last chapter to in the book. Eckhart Tolle, teaching me about living and seeing perspective from being in the moment, because the past is gone, the present or the future hasn't happened yet, so the present is the present because it's a gift, it's all we have. That was hugely impactful. Louise Hay, she taught me how our emotional options that we accept and project in our life can connect in a physical disease or disability in our body, in our physical body. That was hugely impactful for me as a massage therapist.
Yes.
So, and then William Lee Rand, he is my Reiki grandfather by lineage. I just upgraded with him to the highest level to Holy Fire this past January. And above all, Jesus, who's always by my side. I have conversations with him daily asking for advice or protection when I know I'll be around others or in situations for the day. And I always make sure to ask for protection while serving for God's highest good, because I don't know what I'm going to come into or bump into along the way. So I always ask for protection.
How did this spiritual awakening change your life path? How did that alter the course?
It turned me to help me enjoy the aha moments through other people. I have them every day now, and it's kind of become a way of life. It's a comforting sensation is the best way I can describe it. Jesus is my right-hand man, and I say Jesus because I learned so much from his teachings. So it could be, you instead of Jesus, you could say life teacher, you know,
yes.
Is my right-hand man. And we converse many times a day. Messages come through when we ask. So some call it praying. I call it conversing to receive answers. I see us as balls of energy bouncing around. There's over 7 billion balls of energy all over the planet at the same time. We're all having experiences. And I understand the effects of all our actions and words toward others on the deepest scientific level of energy. I mean, it's been awoken in my mind to see this. And this is where the line, where thoughts go, energy flows, comes from. As a perspective that turns into the physical reality in the moment. So the possibilities are endless. We are our own worst critic that holds us back. Hindsight's 20/20. I see that in my own life. And self-doubt is a life destroyer, and it leaves you vulnerable to everyone else.
I think you can understand in listening to Mary talk and her passion and her knowledge and her wisdom why this book is receiving rave reviews and reshaping so many lives, people not only in the United States but overseas as well. The book is From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening. Mary A. Love is the author. Book available at Amazon.com, all the usual places. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to Mary's Amazon page and get information there as well. How do you continue to inspire others on their journey of life? I know that's an important mission for you. How do you accomplish that?
Well, I do it physically more now as a massage therapist, but I love to interact with people and witness their aha moments when I share my messages and experiences with them. I know I have more books inside of me to share because so many things have happened since 2015, when this was published in December of that year, that I just have to take the time to sit down and get it out of me onto the computer to get it edited and so forth, but to get it out there. And so many undoubtedly spiritual connections have happened that most people need to see or feel the result through someone else before they'll dare to go there themselves. So I do my best to uplift a moment and smile to others wherever I am. If I'm at the grocery store or wherever, I'll strike up a conversation. I don't know a stranger. So if I can get a stranger to smile, a life may have been saved. I don't know what's happening in their minds. So if I can help them smile, it may create some hope in their heart that people actually care that you don't even know.
Something as simple as a smile, not even having to put a sentence together to say something to somebody that you don't know, just looking them in the eye and smiling, how impactful that can be. What is the goal for the readers? I talk about how you're touching readers worldwide. What is the goal for all the readers? What do you want them to learn, the takeaway from your experience and reading From Rock to Gem?
Well, my true desire is I want people to understand we are all foundationally the same. We came from an energetic source, and we're all human beings who make mistakes, right?
Yes.
So it's the only way to learn lessons. If we did everything right, there'd be no lesson to learn. So we must be able to assess it, acknowledge, and choose for our highest good. That's where that pause button comes in, right?
Yes.
So then, in my perspective, life is like leaving home to go to college. We study through experiences, we learn, and we test for the results to make our decisions of what we learned, our lessons, then we graduate and go back home. So it's energetically impossible to be alone in this world. There's always an energetic connection to access. We just need to teach one another how. We are all the same, yet we're different enough to have experiences we cannot understand at times. This doesn't mean it doesn't have a lesson. So that's when we ask the questions, get our answers. We all have the ability to make an impact. Let's make it a positive one.
That's so important what you said there. We all have the ability to make an impact. You certainly have done, and you share your story with others. In the book, From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening, and I want to focus on that for a second, A Life Journey to Awakening. It's not like a day trip where you get there, you know, in a short period of time and you're there. Okay, I don't have to really do anymore. It really is a journey, isn't it? And it sounds like in your life, it's still evolving.
Oh, absolutely. And what's wonderful now is I'm open to it, completely open to receive all this profound information. It's like putting all the pieces together in the puzzle and seeing the puzzle instantaneously and then seeing everybody else around me struggling with the pieces. And I share my message that this is what I see, and I'm just praying that it helps them understand and be less confused to make better choices in their lives.
Before we conclude, let's go back to something we talked about earlier in the conversation, and that was the large number of people who are put in this position of abuse and maybe not even realize it until they're deep into the clutches of abuse. You talk about some of the signals that people should be looking for, signals that you saw as you were going through several abusive marriages. Talk about what people should do if they find themselves, I understand what Mary's saying, I think my circumstances are similar, what do I do now? Very simply, what should they be doing now?
Well, depending on the level of where they're at in the relationship, if it's early on, you know, you disconnect and you go a different direction. If they cause problems, you have to deal with it, you know, in that aspect as far as reaching out for help to get that person away out of your life. But if you're, like, living with them, married to them, really being in that type of situation, people don't understand that those type of abusers usually are very detail-oriented people. So if you have any kind of outreach material and they find it, there's going to be all you know what to pay.
Yes.
So you have to have something small. And with this book being only 70 pages long, it can be incognito as a link of inspiration. So you reach out either to family members, friends, or a local abusive shelter outreach. You just have to take that step to do it.
And this book is not like, and I'm glad you mentioned that, this is not like 400 pages and you're thinking, I'm not going to have time to read all of this. It's very short.
Right.
It gets to the point. And what's it feel like in writing this book? I'm going to take a minute here to talk about that. I know this has been a mission for you, but to get the book out there and share, by sharing your stories in a very story in a very open, honest way, you're helping people. What's this been like for you to be able to help other people?
It was very trying for me because I not only lived it, but I had to write it.
Yes.
And then I had to edit it myself to make sure my point was being made. And then I had to submit it to an editor. They went through it, sent it back to me. I had to reread it again. So it's like I'm living it for the third and fourth time now. And it was just really intense. So every time I would have to go through it, I'm like, okay, one more time. It was very labor, emotionally intensive. But I think in hindsight now, I know it helped me flush out some of those emotions that were still deep down inside of me that needed to come out, that were probably holding me back from moving forward in my own life now.
Well, it's so impactful. You've done an excellent job with this. I mentioned the book is available at Amazon. I understand Amazon Kindle, paperback, and soon in Audible, so people can actually listen to the book.
Correct. We're working on that as we speak.
Well, the book available a number of different formats. Go to Amazon.com and go to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Amazon, get all the information. And I'd like to thank Adventure Time Narratives for arranging our conversation with Mary today. It's been a very important one, and I'll close with the pause button. We all have it, and I'm thinking, boy, I wish I would have known about the pause button 60 years ago. It made a huge difference in my life because you can slow things down and take a closer look at it and understand if you're going in the right direction. Mary, unfortunately, we're out of time. So much more we could talk about. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Absolutely. I would love to come back and share some more insights with you. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
It is our pleasure. So much more to talk about. The book is From Rock to Gem, A Life Journey to Awakening. Mary A. Love is the author. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.